Welcome back. The story of BHI Trust, one of South Africa's biggest Ponzi schemes, continues to unravel. This elaborate scheme run by Craig Warriner, a St. Stibian's College old boy who worked his former school network, is accused of defrauding hundreds of investors, of over R1 billion.
And his company is called BHI Investments, which apparently, I'm told by my friend, stands for Berkshire Hathaway Investments.
For context, our client has lost his entire inheritance if the money is gone. He had put all his inheritance with Warriner as well.
So whatever his parents had left to him.
Correct.
Where is the money? Where has it gone? Is it a Ponzi scheme? Has it left the country?
Investing is difficult. Investing is not an easy ride. If things sound too good to be true, and you're getting rates with such little volatility, 3 or 4% with what you got to, that you get in the bank, you've got to ask yourself the questions, how is that possible where the rest of the asset management industry, you know, work tirelessly, look at the markets, scan the whole globe, and can't get those returns. And there's very clever people in the industry trying to get the best risk-adjusted return. How is it possible for an unregulated fund to do this? That should be your number one flag, so to speak.
South Africa has witnessed its fair share of financial scandals, but few have rocked the investment world as hard as the BHI Trust Ponzi scheme. The scale of the fraud, the high-profile individuals involved, and the devastation left in its wake have made it one of the most notorious financial crimes in the country's history. But before we get on to that, let's start with the basics. What exactly is a Ponzi scheme? A Ponzi scheme is a type of investment scam where returns for earlier investors are paid using the capital of newer investors. There is no legitimate profit from the investments. The scheme relies on continuous inflows of new money to stay afloat, which inevitably leads to collapse when the scheme can no longer attract new investors. In the case of the BHI Trust, thousands of investors, including retirees and pensioners, promised steady returns on their investments. Instead, their money was being siphoned into a fraudulent system designed to enrich the scheme's operators. The BHI Trust, founded by Craig Warriner, began to take shape around 2008, coinciding with the global financial crash. During this period of market volatility, investors were desperate for safe havens. Warriner took advantage of this environment by offering seemingly sound investment strategies. Backed by his reputation as an expert day trader, he promised consistent returns, focusing on stocks like BHP, Billiton, Anglo American. But behind the facade, Warriner was operating a classic Ponzi scheme. According to financial analysis, of the $2.9 billion received from clients, only R584 million was invested in legitimate assets. The rest of the funds were held in a money market account used to pay out returns to early investors and support Warriner's lifestyle. By 2023, the scheme collapsed when new investments dried up, leaving over 1,800 investors in financial ruin. Warriner, realizing the walls were closing in, surrendered to the authorities in October of that year. In a plea deal, he confessed to 207 counts of fraud and violating the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act by operating without a financial services provider license. May 2024, Warriner was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Despite being convicted of multiple fraud charges, many sentences were run concurrently. But even behind bars, Warriner's actions had already set the stage for more damning revelations about his co-conspirators.
Well, Craig Warriner, the supposed mastermind, is safely behind was, safely for him. But what about those who enabled him?
Well, I think, as we said last time, that Global and Local and Michael Haldeen, for instance, the founder of Global and Local, is centered right in the middle of the scam, because you've discovered and you've received information from the public that he was a joint director with Craig Warriner on a number of companies, both local and offshore. So you cannot plead innocence and say, I didn't know. He was right there promoting this scheme very aggressively.
Michael Haldeen, founder of Global and Local Investment Advisors, and his former associate, Mauro Forlan, played a significant roles in enabling the BHI Trust. Both were recently debarred for 30 years by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority after it was revealed that they facilitated investments in the fraudulent scheme. The FSCA found that Haldeen and Forlan failed to assess the risk profiles of their clients, which included pensioners with limited financial options. This negligence was a key factor in the scheme's eventual collapse. The FSCA stated, BHI Trust was not an authorized financial services provider. Haldeen and Forlan did not properly assess the appropriateness of the BHI Trust product in relation to client risk profiles, leading to devastating financial consequences for investors. Brenthurst Wealth Management founder Magnus Haystack shared his views with BizNews, pointing out that the debarment of Haldeen and Forlan was akin to a life sentence in the financial sector.
Well, it looks like the FSCI has thrown the book at the guys that was involved in the BHI Trust. I mean, to debar someone for 30 years is effectively what, you know, it's a life sentence. So in effect, they'll never work in the industry again. And I think it reveals that the BHI Trust and the individuals involved in that, they were very naughty guys. They've been stealing and siphoning money for many, many years. And I'm just surprised that it took so long for the scheme to be exposed.
Haystack also shed light on why the BHI Trust attracted so many wealthy investors.
And apart from the high returns that they offered, but the returns were not that high relative to what you could have got in the market. But I think they were whispering into the ears of their clients that this is tax-free money. We don't report to SARS. And I think that's where they hooked the investors to come and put money. And people would, you know, look at you and say, well, we don't pay tax on those investors because it's a trust and the usual spin story. So I think the tax angle was one of the reasons why people stood in a queue to hand over their money to these players now.
Another key figure in this saga is Sona Pillay. Took over as director of Rubicon Administrative Services, RAS for short, an entity closely tied to the BHI Trust. Pillay was charged with fraud and money laundering, with allegations that he laundered over $800 million through Sun City's casino over a four-year period. Court documents reveal that Pillay visited the casino 131 times between 2019 and 2024, disguising his illegal activities as a gambling habit. It was later uncovered that he had moved over 14 million rand through the casino following Warriner's arrest in October 2023. During his bail hearing, Captain Ernest Kangale, investigating officer, stated, "This trust did not exist without the aid of close and related party enablers. Funds were channeled through various entities to perpetuate the fraud." Pillay and Haldeen were both granted bail of 100,000 rand each, and their next court appearance is set for October 16th, 2024. The most devastating part of the story lies in the damage done to the victims, retirees, pensioners, and ordinary South Africans who had placed their trust and savings in the BHI Trust were left with nothing. Many lost their entire life savings, leaving them financially crippled at a time when they could least afford it. One investor shared his story.
So at first I put 500,000, and then we invested 2.5 million into the thing. And then in beginning of this year, that's just 2023, January, I put in additional money that moved from other funds. The total of about 6 million was invested in this thing.
So you say you have 6 million rand invested here.
That's right.
And before we go deeper into it, what are your expectations of getting that money back?
Look, this was a lot of money, substantial loss. I can give you a person that has lost basically everything because he put his retirement off this, and he put 2.9 million in this, and he was getting 20,000 rand a month, and he basically is retired on that money. So now he has no income. He's got some retirement annuities on, doing very well. So he gets maybe 3,000 a month or something in that order from that. So he's totally lost.
Despite the efforts of authorities to recover the stolen funds, it's unlikely that investors will ever see full restitution. BHI Trust Ponzi scheme serves as a sobering reminder of the risks in the world of unregulated financial services. Questions remain. How did the scheme operate undetected for so long? Could regulators have acted sooner? And what safeguards can be put in place to prevent this from happening again? With the trial of Michael Haldane and Sona Pillay still ongoing, and the FSCA continuing its investigations, this story is far from over. As we continue to follow developments in this case and explore the implications for South Africa's financial system, my name is Asim Nyide, and you're watching BizNews.com.